right, everyone. It is Power Friday on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And I am speaking with Ms. Amy Marin, who is a psychotherapist, licensed clinical social worker, best-selling author, and a lady who helps us understand how to put the principles into practice so that we can live our best lives, as she said earlier. Amy, you're sharing with us some principles, some tips on how we can live our best lives, particularly when it comes to how we use our minds. What's another tip for us?
Well, like I said, of all the chapters in the book, the one that people ask me about the most, or that they give me the most feedback on or say that it was most helpful to them, is the second chapter. And that one is about mentally strong people don't give away their power. And what that one really means is to be able to say, okay, nobody else is going to control how I think, feel, or behave. Because I think it's so easy sometimes to blame other people, to say somebody else drives me crazy, or my boss makes me work late, or somebody in my life who's critical of me makes me feel bad about myself. But when you say those kinds of things, you give other people power. And it's really about saying, how do I take back my power? Well, it's acknowledging that I'm an adult, and I'm in charge of how I spend my time and who I spend it with. And there's consequences. Say if your boss says you have to work late and you don't do it, it's a consequence. But just changing your language to recognize this is a choice and I'm choosing to do this can really change the course of your life. And it sort of puts you in the driver's seat instead of feeling like you're a passenger and you're helpless and there's nothing you can do. It's about saying, okay, what do I want to do? How do I be proactive? How do I make sure that I'm doing the things that are important to me and I'm spending the time with the people that I really want to spend time with? Because I think it's so easy in today's world to give other people the power to over you in one way or another. And it's really about taking back that power and empowering yourself to say, okay, how can I reach my greatest potential despite whatever is going on around me?
That is so interesting. And do you find sometimes, Amy, that there are particular reasons that people may find it difficult to take back their power? You know, are they concerned about hurting someone's feelings? Are they afraid that the consequences will be too great? Anything else?
Yeah, sometimes it's just about that. Somebody that, say, has been sort of a pushover their whole life doesn't dare say no to people, or doesn't dare say, how do I set limits on where I go and what I do, or how can I speak up for myself? So I think sometimes it just becomes a habit. Sometimes it just stems from people who feel bad about themselves in general, that they have some low self-esteem and they think I'm not worth it. And it also kind of goes back to that first principle of feeling sorry for ourselves, that sometimes people just get stuck in this sort of learned helplessness and say, well, there's nothing I can do about it. And it becomes easier to blame other people in life rather than saying, no, I'm in control. I get to decide all of these things for my life. And if I don't like it, I have the power to change it. But that puts some of the responsibility back in your corner. And some people don't want to be responsible because then they think, well, then I know this is my fault, or I have the option to change my life. And then that means I'm the one who has to take the steps to change it. So it can be scary, but for a lot of people, it's also empowering to realize if you don't want to do something, you don't have to do it. And just as simple as changing your language to say, I'm choosing to do this. Or I hear so many people, even with little things, that will say, oh, I have to go to the grocery store today. But just reminding yourself you don't have to, you're choosing to, yes, can really make a big difference in your entire day.
That makes so much sense. You know, we have choices, and there is something empowering about the very thought that I'm going to do this because I choose to, or I'm not going to do it because I choose not to. And now, just by making me the subject, I choose not to, instead of he's making me and someone else is always the subject. It just feels so much better when I know that there are times when appropriately I am at the center of what I'm doing and not someone else.
Absolutely. And I think the language that we use greatly affects sort of our bigger picture in life. And so sometimes you start from the bottom up. Switch those little things around. Change the language that you use. Change the way that you think about things. And it sort of chips away at that belief that says, you know, I don't have any control over anything. And after a while, it can really change your outlook in life, and it influences the way you behave.
So what is another thing that we need to be aware of, the importance of avoiding, things that we don't do if we're going to be mentally strong people?
Another one is that mentally strong people don't resent other people's success. And I think in the world that we live in today, that can be hard to do. There's studies that show that when we scroll through Facebook, we tend to become envious of other people. And there's two, it sounds really strange, but studies will show two things make us envious. One is when your friends show pictures of themselves having fun, like when they're on vacation. Mm-hmm. And another one is when one of your friends has a birthday. As many people as wish them a happy birthday, it causes us to be resentful because we think they have more friends or that they're more liked than we are.
Interesting.
And there's another study about Instagram that shows looking at Instagram pictures actually makes you feel worse and puts you at a higher risk of depression and anxiety because we compare ourselves to all the perfect pictures that we see on Instagram, and it convinces us that our lives aren't as good. But, of course, this isn't a new problem in general. I think we all have had times in life where we've resented other people's success, and it had nothing to do with social media. Maybe you just look at your neighbor's new car, or your friend buys a new house, or somebody else gets promoted at work, and you think, that's not fair, I deserve that. And especially when you have things in life that aren't going as well, if you don't get a new job that you just applied for, or you're really dealing with some financial issues, or you're going through a divorce, it seems sometimes like other people are taking away from you the things that you want in life, and it can become easy to grow bitter over those sorts of things. And so the solution is to really say, I'm not going to compare myself to other people. And the only person you really should compare yourself to is the person you were yesterday, rather than saying, I'm not as good as these other people. And it often comes down to a self-worth issue to say, well, what's my self-worth built on? Does it depend on how much money I have, or how prestigious my job is, or how many friends I have on Facebook? But to really sort of think about that, like how do I measure how good of a person I am or how much I'm worth? And sort of uncovering that can be quite eye-opening, and it can take a lot of that resentment out of the picture.
And resentment can be a very, very powerful emotion, very subtle too.
Yeah, it can. I think sometimes just eyeing the things other people have and thinking, you know, gosh, I wish I had that. And then thinking, I also wish that person didn't have that. And I see people in my therapy office who've grown really bitter over the years because they've sort of become the judge and jury of who deserves what. And they really keep score. So they say, you know, my coworkers are dishonest, yet they keep getting promoted. And they're really angry about that. Or that they'll say, you know, it's not fair that my friends earn more money than I do, and they become really upset. So sometimes they'll go out and blow their budget and buy things they can't afford just to feel like they're keeping up, all because they're sort of resentful of what other people have.
And I tell you, something else that you mentioned about that, Amy, that is a bit troubling, is the thought that a person can reach the conclusion that they don't have because someone else has gained it. And what the other person has gained has absolutely nothing to do with what they don't have.
Right. And it's sort of in our minds we can convince ourselves that other people take stuff away from you as if there's a limit on it and that everything is scarce and that somehow somebody else earning more money than you do means you'll never earn that too. So I think it's important to say, what's my definition of success in life? Mm-hmm. And to know that other people are running their own race and they're not competing against you. And I think that's one of the big things is we tend to look at other people as competition. But your neighbor probably has no idea that you think it's a competition to either have the best lawn or drive the best car or to make the most money. But yet we view other people as competitors rather than thinking, how do I cooperate or how do I celebrate other people's success alongside them?
Wow, I like that. So it is of benefit to actually celebrate other people's success.
Yeah, it definitely can be. And I think in our world today, when somebody else is doing better than you are or has more stuff than you do or they've achieved more, ask them how they did it. Talk about, you know, gosh, that's great you did all that. Tell me all about it. But instead, I think so many people, instead of asking questions or learning from people, we just view them as the enemy, or we close ourselves off to learning, or we make assumptions that they either must be a bad person or they're mean, or that they got to the top by stepping on other people or something like that, rather than just being open to learning. And then when your people that are around you, your friends and family, get to enjoy some success in life, to be able to celebrate with them and to be genuinely happy for them, it definitely takes some inner strength to do that. but that can definitely change the entire course of your life to be able to be happy for other people when they succeed.
I tell you what, and I can see that strengthening us and freeing us, because it almost seems like, you know, as long as we maintain a position that we're going to resent someone else or other people, plural, because of how well they're doing and we see them as doing better than us, it seems like we'd actually be putting ourselves in bondage.
It really does. And every minute that you spend resenting somebody else's success is 60 seconds you're not working on your own goal. And so it keeps you stuck in lots of ways. So, you know, just like when your third grade teacher said, keep your eyes on your own paper, I think that was good advice. Later in life, keep your eyes on your own goals and know that, don't let other people distract you. Because I think for so many people, they don't even know what their definition of success is. So they sort of are like a ping pong ball and they're chasing all this stuff. Somebody has something and you think, I want that. And somebody else has something else and you think, well, I want that too. And so I encourage people, just write down your definition of success in life and know what your goals are. And then it won't matter to you when other people reach their goals, as long as you know what your goal is.
Wow. I love it. So three things that we can do to be mentally strong people is avoid resenting people and keep our eyes on our own goals. What are the other two that you mentioned?
The other two things mentally strong people don't do.
Right.
That they don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves, so to practice gratitude, and to not give away your power, so to change the language that you use so you empower yourself to make your own choices all day.
Wow. I'm loving this, ladies and gentlemen. This is an experience of freedom, just hearing Amy talk about this. When we come back, the focus will be parents. We'll be speaking from her awesome book, 13 Things Mentally Strong Parents Don't Do. And there are some principles in here that are specific to parents. Stay with us. Our guest, yours and I, and mine, Miss Amy Marin, will be right back.